This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's coming up on 11 minutes after 6 on this Tuesday morning. Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn was $4.56.5, down 2.5. March corn, $4.69, down 2.5. May corn, $4.77.25, down 2.25. November soybeans were $13.48.25, down 33.25. January soybeans, $13.48.25, down 31.5. March soybeans, $13.22, down 25.25. December wheat was $6.41.25, down 0.25. March wheat, $6.52, down 0.25. May wheat, $6.56.5, down 1. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Monday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Monday afternoon. Fund liquidation and technical selling pressured the soybean prices after some much-needed rain fell across parts of the producing area. Also, on a negative note, export inspections were lower than necessary to reach the USDA export forecast. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 8 to 16 cents lower at 440 to 477. Soybeans were sharply lower at 1327 to 1381. In the central part of the state, grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 8 to 15 cents lower at 443 to 477. Soybean bids were sharply lower at 1348 to 1417. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 9 to 12 cents lower at 440 to 462. Soybean bids were sharply lower at 1353 to 1403. Wheat bids traded steady to a penny lower at 590 to 611. And the Illinois soybean processors cash soybean bids were 48 to 53 cents lower at 1423 to 1428. The basis was 15 to 20 cents lower at 75 to 80 over the November. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 496.20 to 540.20 per ton, with the basis down 1 to 20 at 65 to 109 over the October. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 37 to 42 cents lower at 456 to 481, with the basis 35 to 40 cents lower at option to 25 over the December. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 2 to 5 cents lower at 441 to 456, with the basis down 3 to unchanged at option to minus 15 under the December. Soybeans ended 43 to 46 cents lower at 1348 to 1378, with the basis 10 to 13 cents lower at option to 30 over the November. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids at 17 to 23 cents under or lower at 449 to 461. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 48 to 59 cents, with quotations of 1359 to 1363. Soft wheat closed mostly softer at 615 to 616, and Milo ended the day at 485 to 486. On to contract bids to producers for January delivery. In the northern part of the state, northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from 431 to 454, soybeans 1313 to 1344, and in the central part of the state, corn ranged from 440 to 455, and soybeans 1342 to 1362. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 449 to 461, and soybeans 1337 to 1365. That concludes the report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were $125.55, up 30 cents. December live cattle, $129.22, up 7 cents. February live cattle, $131.05, down 12 cents. September feeder cattle were $157.60, up 30 cents. October feeder cattle, $159.50, up 22 cents. November feeder cattle, $160.25, up 2 cents. October lean hogs were $92.12, up $1.42. December lean hogs, $88.47, up $1.22. February lean hogs, $89.32, up 52 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is David Humphreys, the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the Monday afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for 200-pound pork carcass traded 81 cents higher in a range of 90.81 to 95.01, with a weighted average carcass price of 91.82. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading 1 to 2 higher with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 65 to 70, 4 to 5 weight at 67 to 73, and 500 to 550 at 69 to 75, and over 550 at 73 to 77. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading 1 to 2 higher with moderate to good demand for moderate offerings ranging from 65 to 70. Receipts for Illinois hogs this afternoon have totaled 12,409. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on live basis traded at 120 to 121.50. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 340 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $96.71, which was $1.45 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading mixed. Choice carcasses are $193.02, which was 33 cents higher, with select carcasses at $176.43, which is 25 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 116,000 compared to 117,000 for last week and 126,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 428,000 compared to 417,000 last week and 436,000 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys, the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.87. September corn delivered to Scottville, $4.87. September beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.72. September wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.97. Those pre-opening prices again are corn at Greenfield is $4.87, corn at Scottville is $4.87, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $13.72, and wheat at Scottville is $5.97. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. And it is 19 minutes after 6 on this Tuesday morning from FM 106. Color radar shows no precipitation in the immediate listening area at this time. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Ready to improve your farm's operating efficiency? Then talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. M&M Service will provide you with an integrated system of agronomic products and services. You'll find the process of decision-making a whole lot easier. Discover how M&M can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. Contact M&M Service Company today and find out why they are your partner to a better future. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise.
Becoming cloudy today, a slight chance of showers, high temperatures in the mid-70s with light southeast winds. Tonight, cloudy skies, again a slight chance of a shower, low temperatures in the low 60s. For tomorrow, Wednesday, partly cloudy and warmer, highs in the mid-80s. And your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, a chance of showers Thursday and Friday, clearing on Saturday. Low temperatures in the upper 50s, high temperatures in the mid-70s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady. We have cloudy skies, 55 degrees on this Tuesday morning. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Hi, this is Lucas Brookshire of the Nokomis FFA chapter for Farm Safety Week. Farm tractors provide the primary source of power on many farms. Studies show that the farm tractor is involved in a high proportion of farm fatalities and severe injuries. To avoid them, develop a safety-first attitude and set a good example for others. Also, inspect the tractor for any hazards and correct them before operating.
Now with part two of the Morning Farm Show, once again we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
Everyone can agree that a sleepy driver can be a dangerous driver. Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association says this is why a new rule may pass requiring sleep apnea tests become part of the DOT physical truck drivers are required to undergo every year.
One of the things that we're waiting for is a final rule to come down from the federal government in regards to sleep apnea and sleep apnea issues, in regards to truck drivers and their medical qualifications. For those who don't know, a truck driver who has a commercial driver's license, for the most part, is required to have what they call a DOT physical, which is a physical that's it's stricter than just a regular physical that you go in and see your family doctor in. DOT physicals can only be done by certain doctors. One of the issues that's come up in the last couple of years is the issue of drowsiness and the fact that you want the truck driver to be behind the wheel, to be alert and cognizant of what's going on. A lot of medical studies have been done that show that sleep apnea is an issue, that the drivers are not getting good sleep. And because they aren't getting good sleep, they may not be as alert as they should be behind the wheel and on the road. And it's the same thing for anybody behind a car, behind the wheel in a car, the same thing. But the federal USDOT has decided, very quickly, that they want to make this a part of the CDL physical requirements, require sleep apnea testing, and that if there is an issue out there, then make sure that they have either a CPAP machine or other sleep therapy to make sure that they're getting a good night's sleep when they're behind the wheel. It's been controversial, to say the least, because a lot of physicians right now, even though the law hasn't passed, that they have been quick to prescribe sleep apnea testing on people. And it's not a cheap test, may not be covered by insurance. And so it could be a definite issue for some drivers and for some companies. Right now, the feds want to have what they call their medical review board give the final recommendation so that they can adopt this regulation and put it into place. Sleep apnea is an issue. I mean, it's an issue not just with truck drivers, but it's an issue with car drivers. It's with anybody. And it can be dangerous if it's not treated. So this rule is moving ahead, and I think we're going to hear about some sort of a final rule or a proposed rule, I should say, in the very, very near future.
Once again, that was Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association. Everyone knows our local FFA students work hard when school is in or out of session. I caught up with some Gillespie FFAers and talked about the events they were able to attend this summer and how their school year is going so far. I'm here at the Gillespie High School with some FFA students who are coming off of an impressive summer. Can you tell me a little bit about what you did over the summer?
My name is Stephanie Hartke, and this summer we got to attend the state convention in Springfield, Illinois. And it was really cool because my fellow FFA member, Nicole Miller, and I both got to be in the state FFA band. So that was really cool. We got to meet different people from all over the state, and we also got to play different music. It was really neat. Also at the state convention, I got my state degree this year. I'm super excited about that. And then we also had Elizabeth Hine and Abby Harzi get their state degrees this year. So we have three this year, hopefully some more this year. And then we also got to hear all kinds of different speakers, and everybody who got their awards was super excited.
And I hear there's also the Washington Leadership Conference that you got to attend.
Yes, I am Shelby Hine and my cousin Elizabeth Hine. We both were lucky enough to go to Washington Leadership Conference in Washington, D.C., and we spent 5 days there just touring D.C. and learning about all of our national landmarks and meeting with FFA members from around the state. It was a wonderful time, and I would recommend anybody who has a chance to go.
And you're not only coming off of an impressive summer, but you've been busy throughout the school year, too. I hear you guys just got finished with the horse judging CDE. Can you tell me how you guys did?
So we just attended the horse judging CDE, and we had our green hand team place first this year, with Matt Ballard placing first as an individual. And then we also had our varsity team place second, with Nicole Miller placing third and Stephanie Hartke placing fifth. It was definitely a good experience.
Sounds great. And you have a couple things coming up. I see you have some plants strewn about your ag room, and there's a forestry CDE coming up next week, if I'm right?
Yes, we are practicing for forestry. We have to ID our trees and our tools, and then we have to do map reading and timber stand improvement.
And how do you guys practice for a forestry CDE?
You look at a lot of trees and you measure them, and you have to figure out all of these measurements and the diameter of different trees and how to stay on course and know how many logs are going to be in one tree, and you just keep working at it.
So both of you are seniors. Do you have a favorite CDE that you've participated in through your years of high school?
My favorite CDE is Ag Mechanics. I really like to do electricity. It's one of my favorite things to do. So I also enjoy horticulture a lot, too.
My favorite would have to be horticulture, because we've been to state 2 years in a row now, placing fifth last year and eighth this year. And every time, most of us get in like the top 20. So it's a lot of fun.
And I know you guys are not going to a national convention. Some of the younger kids are having the chance to go, but do you have any words about past conventions you've been to?
I would just say enjoy it as much as you can. Make sure that you go and do as much as possible and meet new people. It's always a great experience.
It is a great experience, and anybody who has a chance needs to go ask questions, and if you're too shy to ask the question, just ask it anyways.
Once again, that was Stephanie Hartke and Shelby Hine of the Gillespie FFA chapter. It is National Farm Safety and Health Week. The theme this year is Working Together for Safety in Agriculture. International Society for Agricultural Safety and Health President Chris Shivers says that the theme underscores the importance of everyone involved in agriculture working together to build a safer and healthier agricultural workplace. While the rate of fatalities in agriculture is on the decline, preliminary data from the Census of Fatal Occupational Industries shows it is still the highest of any industry sector. From 2011 to 2012, agriculture, forestry, fishing, and hunting fatalities decreased 16%. That follows a 9% drop in agricultural fatalities in 2011. Fatal injuries in the crop production, animal production, forestry, and logging and fishing sectors were all lower last year. Still, at 21 or 22 fatal industries per 100,000 full-time equivalent workers in 2012, agriculture had the highest fatal industry rate of any industry sector. So as farmers head back into the fields this fall, watch out for each other and be safe. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.